Hi, you're watching Clear Vision today, and I'm Rose. And on today's program, we're going to be talking about the power of our words and who Jesus is. And the name of the topic today, folks, is going to be Stop Talking Crazy. I know you're not going to want to miss it, so keep turned to that dial, and I'll be back in just a minute.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus is Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
I know that there are many, many people watching this program today, and because I understand that, and I understand that the power of God is moving on this program, and my name is Rose, in case you missed the intro, and the name of the show is Clear Vision. I want you to stay real close in attention and pay mind to what's being said, because God has a wonderful, powerful word for you today. And as you've probably watched the promotion of the book there that's being offered, Jesus is Love, you can have that chicken. You can tell already that God gives me things to say that are probably outrageous and contagious of joy in the Lord. And today we're going to talk about the power of your words and the fact that Jesus is alive. I take for granted when I do a television program or an interview that the people watching are Christians, that they know the Lord. But if you don't know the Lord today and you've tuned in, then stay tuned and keep watching, because I'm going to present a Christ to you today that cares about you, a Christ that loves you beyond anything you can dream or imagine. I want you to see a Jesus that is available to you at every moment of your life. And I want you to understand what the power of your words are, the power of your thoughts, the power of how you treat other people. I live on a farm in Kentucky. We have farm crops there. And I've learned long ago that the way that we do things and the way that we talk is got to be ordered by God. He has divinely decided how things should be. And He's given us the power of life and death in our mouth. He's given us the power of speaking, the power of talking in such a way that it brings life to yourself and life to other people. See, God created you. He created you to have a good life. He created you to have a powerful life of joy in Him, a life of understanding of His Word, a life of knowing that you are His beloved, knowing that He created you the way that you are, unique, and He wants you to be the best you can be. So today I'm going to talk about a new little book that I have written called Stop Talking Crazy. I hear so many people say things that I'm just amazed at, and I can be amazed at it because I used to say those things. I used to say things like, well, that just scares me to death, and oh, I know I'm going to get the flu this winter, or I'm going to have a headache next week because, boy, my work schedule is really going to be rough. Well, folks, I have to tell you that you will have what you say. When you start talking, you're going to have what you say. Let's look at the scripture right now in Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, I'm looking at a 26 translation Bible here. Some people like the King James, some like the Amplified, some like New King James Version, all kinds of different translations. So I have one with 26 translations here, and we can just use all the translations we want. The translation I'm looking at goes on to say that of life and death, tongue holds the keys. Use it lovingly, and it will requite thee. When you talk to somebody, what are you saying? Are you talking about your problems? Are you talking about how miserable you are? Are you talking about how devastated you are over your child's drug problems or how ornery your child is. What are you saying? And I want you to think about that today. I want you to think about what you say, because we have a Christ that said what His Father said. He did what His Father does, and He was who His Father is. You see, Jesus is not just healing. Jesus is not just mercy. Jesus is not just grace. He is that. He doesn't just have it. He is that. He is that. He is healing. He is finances. He is everything that you could ever need. And Jesus is alive. I know somebody's watching right now that feels like they're really at odds end. You can't figure out what to do next. You're facing some difficulty, some circumstance in your life with a child or a husband or your work or finances. You're facing something that most likely stems a great deal from how you've been thinking about yourself and how you've been talking. So I want you to start learning with me. I want you in this program, and we're going to be coming back and forth and offering you things that are going to help you. Books, the Jesus is Love. You can have that chicken book as one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be talking about these things. I want you to start talking and saying things that uplift you, encourage you. Start thinking the way that God thinks about you. I grew up being in the mountains in eastern Kentucky. And my grandfather was Italian. And when my grandfather decided to tell me something, he didn't waste any words. Well, I grew up hearing from other people things like, it's not what you say, but how you say it. Well, that's partially true, but it couldn't be more wrong at the same time. It is what you say and how you say it. You can tell somebody you love them and say it in such a way that they won't even understand it. They won't even believe it. And then you can say things that are devastating, and then that destroys somebody's life. You may not even know you said the wrong thing. So today we're going to talk about how to talk, what to say, how to build other people up with your words, and how to build yourself up. Because God talks about you tremendously. He says you're holy. If you're a man watching or a woman watching or a young person, no matter who you are, God says you're tremendous and you are glorious in His sight. And He wants you to talk about yourself the way that He talks about you. He says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So as we continue on with the program, I want you to just pay attention to how we're teaching today. And in the name of Jesus, I'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll go on further with this.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus is Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
God bless you for sticking with us today. I want you to stay with us the whole program, because we're talking about how to stop talking crazy. People say some of the most amazing things, and myself included. And I have to refresh you a little bit about the power of your words, because words are so serious, folks, that God used them to create this universe. God said, "Let there be light." In Genesis 1, He said, "Let there be light," and this whole thing created. This whole universe, the world, everything in it started being created with God's words. So that's the power of words. And you're sitting there probably thinking maybe that was God. No, God gave us the power of words. He gave us words, and He wants us to understand how serious He is about those words. And it's time that we as believers get serious with God about how we speak. I know what I'm talking about the seriousness of it, because I used to be the biggest, most mouthy person with words that you'd ever want to hear. Being raised an Italian girl in the South, I call it G-R-I-T-S girl, grits girl, girls raised in the South, you would have to have lived in my family, in my Italian mountain family, to understand what I'm saying. But we used to yell at each other. We'd yell clear from one side of the house to the other if something was wrong in the kitchen. And my name, first name is Rose, but my middle name is Maria. And my grandfather would holler at me, "Rosa Maria, Rosa Maria, come into the kitchen." And then he'd just dress me down over something going on. And I didn't learn till many years later how to understand the power of words and what God has to say about it. Let's look at Romans 4:17. And Romans 4:17 says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed." I have made you the father of many nations, and I have promised and guaranteed in the very sight of God, in whom he had faith, that as you call things into existence, the things that do not exist, and speak of future events with as much certainty as though they were already past, these things will come to pass. So you can speak, and you have been speaking, what's coming to pass in your life. If you've gone around in your life saying, "I'm just a nobody, I'll never make it, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough education, I'm not strong enough, oh, I could never do that, I'm divorced." Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you are sitting and watching this program and you've been divorced and you felt like you can't do anything and you felt like you can't accomplish anything great for God, you are mistaken. You are misunderstanding the power of God's love for you, and you are not knowing how wonderfully God created you. See, the past is gone. Yesterday's over. Honey, you can live in it if you want to, and you can talk about it every day if you'd like. But the past is over as of today, and God has no idea what happened yesterday and is not going to bring it up. He forgets the past. He forgets it, and I want you to understand that you can say things, and I've got a little book I'm going to offer you at the end of the program called Stop Talking Crazy. I don't know if the camera can get this or not. Bob, are you able to see this okay? Let me just move it around here. It's okay. You can get this little book at the end of the program. Call in or write in. I'm sure my phone number is going to be at the bottom of the screen there. And my name is Rose. I think that's down there too. And the name of the show, Clear Vision. But you can write or call in and get this little book called Stop Talking Crazy. That tells you all about how to speak the way God wants you to speak. How to say things that are encouraging for yourself. I used to say things to people because I'm a strong gal, strong-willed woman. I'd say, "Well, I just tell it like it is." Well, honey, if you tell it like it is and you call them like you see them, then you're going to get what you tell and you're going to get what you see. And when I learned that if I needed, when God began to teach me that I needed to watch what I say and that I needed to understand that what I say had power and it was godly things that God wanted me to say, then I began to understand that I could speak life and I could speak encouragement into my own life and into the life of my family, my friends, anyone in my life. Needless to say, my daughters, I have three grown daughters, beautiful girls, all married with children, and I have grandchildren. They were excited as they could be when Mimi, that's what they call me, when Mimi decided that she wasn't going to talk unless she could say something encouraging instead of criticizing and condemning. Maybe you're a person today that hasn't known how to stop talking critically or negatively. Maybe you just feel that way in your life, that your life is just devastating and you've been married and divorced and you don't know how you're going to go on. Maybe that's part of why you say some of the things you do. Well, we can speak out loud by faith. We can stop talking crazy talk. That's what I call it. And we can start saying things that honor God. We can say things that are loving, like, gee, you look great today. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I tell myself, I look in the mirror and I say, I think you look great today, Rose. Now, that's not being arrogant or boastful. That's just honoring God with how He thinks about me, because He created me. He created you. And I don't care what kind of mistakes you think you've made. I don't care about what kind of past. I don't know it. I have no way to know it. But I know who God is. And I know He's a God of forgiveness and a God of mercy and a God of wanting to bless you and a God of creation of your whole being, who you are. So after this next few minutes of the little promo book we're offering you, Jesus is Love, You Can Have That Chicken, we'll come back and I'll finish up teaching you today about how to stop talking crazy and some more powerful things that God had to say in His Word about how you can say what you need to say the way God would have you say it and be a blessing not only for yourself but for those around you.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus is Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
We have so much fun in between here when these little offers come on, because we get a chat that the camera folks and everybody, and I get to laugh a little bit, but I get to thinking about how much God loves us and how much He intends for us to have and enjoy our life. And I don't know, folks, I've come way past being depressed and being aggravated with things going on around me that really I can't do anything about, even if people think I can. There's really nothing I can do about a whole lot of things in life, but some things I can do something about is what I say, and that's a decision, and that's what we're talking about today is this little book that I've got here called Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love, and then you've been being offered Jesus' Love, You Can Have That Chicken. And Jeff in the control room reminded me just a minute ago that we could have chickens, so we can have more than one chicken, can't we? All right, let's continue on to understand here. You are a spirit. And the Holy Spirit has had you continue to watch this program. And if you haven't watched the first part of it and you've just tuned in, then you can get as much from the Holy Spirit right now as you need. The Holy Spirit wants you to understand. God wants you to understand. Christ came and died and lives in you so you can understand that you are a spirit and you are living in a body. And the body of you is carrying you around, the you that you are. God created you in His image, in His Son's image, and in the image of the Holy Spirit. And He has made you to be able to do what He's asked you to do. Jesus said that we are to speak what the Father says and speak that about ourselves. We can speak out loud from our mouth and our spirit who we are, and we can speak in love and faith. This is a law of God. Just like it's a law of God that trees don't get planted upside down and grow. See, when Stacy went out and cut these beautiful flowers out here in the yard earlier today from the station, they are gorgeous, and God created them to grow like that. He didn't create them to grow upside down, inside out. He created them to grow from the ground out. And you are a spirit being, and you have been created and in God's image, and it is a spiritual law that you can speak and you can say things that God says, and God is obligated, promised, to bring about what His Word says. All right, let's look at John 10:10, where Jesus tells us why, one of the reasons, and He says that He came. He says, I get excited when I hear this. God says in the Word, and Jesus spoke it, Jesus said, I came that you may have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, I know a lot of people that are not enjoying their life, and they're sure not enjoying it in abundance to the full till it overflows. They're despondent, they're aggravated, they're upset, they're frustrated, and they talk about it all the time. There may be people at your job that that's what you hear, and that's what you are accustomed to hearing. Well, let me tell you, if you believe in the Lord, and you steadfastly believe in what He said to do, then you will understand in John 14:12 that God said you can do what He did and greater things. That means that you can use your words and the power of your words to change your life. God's word transforms your mind. Your mind then hears what your mouth is saying. It goes down in your heart. And then God grows that word in your heart. Now, again, I come from a Kentucky farm, and I know all about farm crops. And I know that if I plant corn, I'm going to get corn. I know if I plant green beans, I'm going to probably end up getting green beans, and I'm going to end up getting nothing but green beans. I can't plant corn and get green beans. So if you sow your words of confidence in God, if you sow your confidence of God's confidence in you, then you're going to have that. God's going to grow that in your heart. He puts that word from your mind down in your heart. He starts to grow it and multiply it. And as He grows it and multiplies it, you are to water it. Water it with praises. Say, Father, I thank You. I thank You, Lord, that You love me. Father, I thank You that You created me holy, that You recreated me in Your Son's image. I thank You, Father. I praise You that no weapon formed against me can prosper. Speak to God and say it out loud so your mind can hear it. Say, Lord, I give You all honor and glory that I'm in Your secret place, Your most high refuge, Father, where no evil or calamity can come near my dwelling. Kentucky, like everywhere else, has storms, has floods, has many things that go on, just and diseases and all kinds of things, just like everywhere else. But I have learned, folks, when we speak with faith, when we say the things that God says, when we speak His Word, Paul said it in 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said, we have the same spirit of faith as he who wrote, I have believed and therefore have I spoken. We too believe and therefore we speak. This is so important. Whatever you believe, you will say. To get you started, I want you to order your free little book, Stop Talking Crazy. It'll help you get started in talking the way God wants you to talk. The Word of God changes your life. It transforms your mind. God is His Word. And God changes lives with His Word, which is who He is. Most people speak what they believe in the natural. Well, if you look only at the natural, then you won't be able to see the supernatural. See, God lives in the supernatural. He is spirit, and you are spirit. You are spirit man or spirit woman, and you have authority, and you have a dominion, and you have power of God to stand in the spirit realm, say what you know God would have you say about a situation. Let's say you've been diagnosed with a disease, a cancer, name the disease, any disease, and you've been saying, oh, I'm going to die. Stop saying that. Say, by the stripes of Christ, I'm healed and made whole. And I refuse the right for this sickness or disease to be in my life. I refuse the right for it to be in my body. And I call forth Your healing word, Father. And I praise You right now. I praise You, O Holy God, that You are in authority and dominion over this whole entire universe, Lord. And You are able to bring into manifestation Your word that says, I'm healed and I'm made whole in the name of Jesus.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus' Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
I want to thank everybody that's been watching today. I've been so blessed to be able to be with you and to start this program and be able to be with you every week, a couple of times a week now. So as we close out today, I want to pray with you. I want you to pray with me. I want you to speak what I'm going to say. And if you have not received Jesus in your life yet, if you need to know the Lord as your Savior, then just repeat this prayer with me. And this is not just a prayer of salvation. It's also a prayer of healing and hope for someone that may be watching that the Holy Spirit is showing me. You need a real touch from the hand of God. And just pray with me right now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege. I thank you, Father, for the honor to come before you in your throne room. I thank you that I can come before you and receive your Son Jesus as my personal Savior. Father, I already know Jesus as my personal Savior, and I want now to have a closer presence with you, Father. So right now, Father, I give you glory and honor that you said I can boldly come. I can boldly come into the throne room, ask whatever I will in your name, believing, and it will be done. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you love me beyond anything I can dream, and that you're willing to do for me all things that are for my good. And Father, thank you that your Son came, and that I have the privilege to serve you. I don't have to serve you. I don't have to honor you. I don't have to sow a seed of any kind of words. I don't have to sow finances. I just get to do it. I get to honor you, Father. So thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I can't thank you and give you enough glory that you have honored me with your presence, that you expect me, Father. You expect me, Lord, to expect you to honor your word. Lord, you said that I'm to require you. So, Father, right now, I require you. I require you to step into my life beyond anything I can ask, beyond anything I can dream, beyond anything I can imagine. And I ask you, Lord, to step into my life. Cancel the plans of the enemy, Father, by all authority given to me. Loose your plans, Lord. Loose your plans that I have life, and I have it in abundance to enjoy to the full till it overflows. Father, bring increase into my finances. Bring me unexpected income, Father, because I'm a tither and a sower into your kingdom. Lord, I give you honor and I give you praise and I give you glory that I get to serve you and I get to love you and I get to be your holy beloved child. Amen.
It's a little book with a big message. Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love will teach you to use the power of your tongue with God's word and watch your life stay in overflow. To order your free copy along with our newsletter, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961.